The question was asked. We know that we're not supposed to make blessings or daven when a person has to relieve themselves. So what are the limitations of that? Will a person miss davening because of that? Miss davening in shul because of that? Miss zman kriya shma tefillin because of that? How does that work? So our general rule is that a person, if he can contain himself for 72 minutes without plotzing, without going crazy, saying it's not that he's fighting himself, but under normal circumstances, he could wait 72 minutes comfortably, and then he'll relieve himself. So then he has no problem learning Torah, making blessings, everything's okay. The problems begin when a person cannot, where a person really has to go. So then in that state, he's not supposed to make blessings. He should really relieve himself and then make his blessings, etc. So a person will say, but let's say a person has stomach trouble, and then they might find themselves going in and out and getting out, and sometimes it can be so bad, you don't want the Zuma's revenge, that they just walk out and wash their hands, they have to go back in again. So under those circumstances where a person can't have even 5 minutes that they feel clean, that they're spending the morning going in and out of the restroom because they have stomach trouble, so the halacha says, then you're free. That's considered that Hashem gave you an illness that you weren't able to daven or put on tefillin that morning or say kriyat shema, if it lasted that long. You know, could be that that's what would cause a person to miss minyan. Yeah, that could be. This is one of those instances where davening at a minyan factory could be to your disadvantage. Because I was once at a minyan factory, and I had to go relieve myself. I came out, I missed the first minyan. The next minyan was only another 8 minutes away. Okay, so 8 minutes, you can wait for a minyan. But then by the time they got there, I was back inside again. Came out, I missed that one too. So how many minyanim do you have to wait, right? We usually say that up to 18 minutes journey in the wrong direction, which is actually 36 minutes, that's an investment you make for a minyan. That's a pretty big investment for a minyan. I'm saying 18 minutes in the wrong direction. I got to go to work in the east, and my minyan's in the west. 18 minutes journey in the west is the journey I should go for a minyan, and then I'll have to come back those 18 minutes. Fine, so that's a gauge of investment, how much time I have to invest. So sometimes you say, no, I can't be late to work. It's worth much more than a 36-minute journey for me. I have to be there on time. I have meetings. I have people waiting for me. So then, right, you would forgo minyan for that. I'm saying one would daven even if they missed minyan because of that. So again, our rule is like this. If a person can hold it in 72 minutes, he's fine. So then technically he's allowed to say his blessings. He's allowed to do whatever he has to do. When it's less than that a person wouldn't be able to contain himself, then they should really relieve themselves, even at the expense of davening with a minyan. They should relieve themselves and then daven. If the minyan's only going to be a few minutes away, so then we should daven in a minyan. If the cost is more than the few minutes, my time right now is very precious, so then a person might daven without a minyan because of that. Given the choice, should I daven with a minyan, but I won't be feeling proper, or I'll be feeling well and I'll have to daven without a minyan? So that's where we say it depends. Can you wait 72 minutes comfortably? Then daven with a minyan. If you can't wait, then daven alone. And the same is true with being on a bus. If a person feels like they really got to go, that they're going to get off the bus, they're going to scramble to the closest restroom. So technically they shouldn't make a blessing. So then it depends if he really has to drink, so he could think the blessing. And what he thinks is, he says, Rabban Shalom, I can't do anything. You know, I'm very thirsty and I can't make a blessing now because my body is not letting me. I'm not in a state where I should be making blessings. And that's enough. That's a Rashba quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. That in a circumstance where a person is very thirsty and they cannot find a way to cleanse themselves to be able to make a blessing, so then it's okay to think, Rabban Shalom, you're blessed over this drink. I don't have a way of expressing it. I can't say it, but I definitely think it. And you know what I'm thinking. And then he can drink. Yeah?